Thank you. We are Glada Music Cantor from Oregon, down by Salem. It's Pat Moore, Sally White, John White, and Sharon Moore. And the music we play is Scandinavian, mostly Swedish, some Norwegian. The tunes are passed down in Scandinavian countries through time. There's sort of been a living music tradition there. And a lot of the tunes come down through families that have fiddlers in them. And most of the tunes, or all the tunes, have traditionally been passed down as an oral tradition, where the people who played learned by ear and passed them that way. Did you want to say anything more about it? The tune that we just played obviously was a walking tune. It's one thing that that happens there is that special occasions like weddings and funerals and things like that, that if people have to do a procession through the countryside, they'll have music with them as they go, supplied by the fiddlers. And what we're going to do is to play tunes that are specific to dancing, different dances that are popular in Sweden, hambo, polskas, mazurkas. Then we're going to do a little short demonstration of a group of dances. We'll sort of put them together to give you an idea of what they're like. And then after that, we'd like to clear back some of the chairs and do a few simple dances with you. We're going to start with the schottische. Thank you.
You could hear the Finnish sound in that. There's a lot of Finnish and Swedish mixing, and a lot of times when you hear minor tunes from Sweden, they've really got lots of Finns involved.
Next is a mazurka. Thank you. You might wonder why a mazurka would be a Scandinavian dance, but actually people who were musicians got around quite a ways, and they brought home dances from other countries. I suspect that probably came from Italy, perhaps. They have dances called Engelskas and Polskas, that sort of thing. The next one is... It's a Polska. This strange-looking instrument next to me here is a what?
Let me. Can you hear me?
Here, use this one.
Okay. Let me tell you what this instrument is, because you've probably not seen one before, although I understand that when John and Sally arrived at Holden, there was one leaving.
Last week.
So this is called a nickel harpa. It's a Swedish instrument made in Sweden. You can't get them here, as far as I know. It has three strings that are bowed and keyed. Nickel harp means keyed fiddle, because when I press these keys, it stops the string. I've got one row here for the second string, one row here of keys for the third string. And there's a drone string here that if I ever learn how to play it, I'll be happy to play. Underneath the strings that are actually hit with a bow are 13 sympathetic strings, which are not bowed. But because they're each tuned to a different note in the scale, when that note is played on the bowed string, that sympathetic string picks up that pitch and resonates with it. So it has kind of an edge to it, a resonance. So you'll see it sounds a little bit different than a fiddle. And, of course, it's held like this in the bow compared to the fiddle bow. Great instrument to play in the car. Except for the instrument, right? So, anyway.
So, now the Polska. Thank you. Thank you. That was actually a tune that was recently composed by a young man in Sweden. As I said, it was a tradition that's still going on from the past. Some of the tunes that we play are 1500s back in that time.
And it was composed to be played in church.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know anything about the history of the violin or the fiddle in Sweden and the burnings and bad feelings there were about the devil's instrument, that's quite a feat.
Next one is a polka.
Can't have a dance without a polka.
Thank you. The next is another polska called a Gammelvenster.
Which means old left.
Old left? Goodness, that sounds sort of political to me.
I don't know. Is that like the new right?
Yeah.
It was around before the new right. Maybe you wonder what this is. I don't know if you've all seen a concertina before.
Yeah, it's just a little push button instrument for the musically retarded.
Oh!
What?
I didn't hear it. Whatever it says, whatever he said wasn't true, I'm sure.
Yeah. Can be deeper now.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Norway. Next tune is from Norway, called Aurora's Pulse.
This part of Norway plays flat fiddle. This is flat fiddle, just the regular kinds of fiddles. But in Norway and a lot of other places on the West Coast, you find the Hardanger fiddle that has sympathetic strings a little bit like the key fiddle does have. But this part of Norway is in the mining district up in the central part, just sort of falling over into Sweden. So it sounds a bit Swedish.
Next is a waltz.
No, hambo.
Oh, hambo. I'm sorry.
Can't have a dance music without
hambo. Hambo is a very, very popular dance in Sweden, has been for, I don't know, 30, 40 years, perhaps. Sort of related to a polska.
90.
90 years.
This is the best time dance flies in all of Scandinavia.
Right.
Well, it's the best note.
It's the most fun. Well, it's the first one.
You mean this tune?
No. Thank you.
Okay, and next is a waltz.
When we do a dance, we always end with a waltz. So this is sort of like we don't know how to stop if we don't play a waltz, but we won't stop. We'll go on doing things. But this is the end of the concert part.
Thank you. Next, we're going to do a little medley of dances, just to give you a...
We'll need a little bit more light, or we won't see you.
Is that right? Pat and Sharon are going to dance. Pat and Sharon are going to dance right down here in front of the stage. And as a medley, we're sort of going to go from one tune to the next. Yeah, this is traditional. So what we're going to do is start with a snua. A snua is sort of a walking and turning dance. And then we're going to do a little bit of waltz, and then go back to the snua, and then do a little bit of schottische, and then go back to the snua, and then do a little bit of hambo.
And we're going to do all this if we can remember how to change the tunes. This is never done.
We've never done this before, so you're really in on the beginning.
Oh, you have too. It's only us.
There we go. Now we can see each other. Thank you.
did.
Well, we kind of lost it on that last tune, but we got through the rest of it all right. Now what we'd like to do is to do a few dances with people that like to dance. And we're not going to ask you to get up and do the shadish and the hambo. We're going to do some nice, simple mixer circle dances that work really well if you haven't had a lot of experience with Scandinavian dancing.
What we need to do is create more space. What we've done in the past is just to have everyone get a push bench at that. In some parts of Scandinavia, there's a group of islands called, what are those? The Faroe Islands, which pride themselves on having many, many of those kinds of song dances. But with coming of instruments, all the music changed. And what we're going to do now is this kind of long dance that they still do. And especially at Christmas time, around the Christmas tree. So you don't have to have a partner. You don't have to be able to dance. It's pretty much just walk. It is just walking. And I don't care what foot you're on when you're walking. It's just to have fun and walk to the music. So come on out, and I'll show you how it's done.
Mm-hmm. Hey, here they come.
Form a long line. It's going to be a long
one. You can hold on. We'll catch you up. We're doing here.
One long line.
One long line. Yeah, there's not a circle with this.
How's it go?
There's a line. And feel free.
I'm sorry we didn't have that hambo on tape. Yeah, we could have transcribed it and used it.
What's that?
You want me to play?
The hambo you guys
invented. It's so amorphous. It goes. It's amazing.
Okay, ready?
Very good. Very good.
Happy circle.
Okay, next. Before we do it, just so we have all that down.
Thank you.
Well, you all look just great.
I'm part of the group tonight.
Yes, I'll say.
What do we do next?
Okay, do the waltz at the end. If you want to dance, because we're going to do another dance that takes couples. If you want to, we'll reconnect somehow. Okay, this one will be very easy also. Take hands, and we've got to check the man-woman thing again.
What are we going to say?
Let's see. Okay, we'll start here.
And somebody will be sure to be mad at you.
Thank you. Okay, so
we're open dancing.
Open dance. Both of you will know how to do these dances.
Do you want to demonstrate?
Anything you want to do in fact that's permissible.
Go ahead. Pat, you want us to demonstrate a shortage?
Well, this lady was
oh, good.
So let me just
great.
Okay, yeah. A simple shot is really a takeoff of what we just did. So we were doing was
I can stand up if you want.
One, two, three,
I don't know if there are two.
The difference is that you're going to play one, two, three, skip, one, two, three, skip, 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 one, two, three, skip, one, two, three, skip, 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 skip. The turning is hard. It would be better for you to just practice on the skip, skip, skip the wall. So do, I would suggest if you're a beginner, to just practice doing one, two, three, skip, one, two, three, skip, 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 skip. When you get that balance, try to turn. You can't hurt yourself too badly.
For not trying again for the
other okay,
sometime. But this is Pat.
Nobody will report to
Sean.
It's Pat.
He's going to dance.
There he is.
For the
almost. Oh. There's a convention. The line is always moving like this.
Thank you. The next one will be a waltz.
And a good way to do the waltz, if you want, is to do a traveling waltz step, which is just step, step, close, step, step, close, step, step, close, step, step, close. Out, two, three, in, two, three, out, two, three, in, find a partner who's willing. I would like a partner.
No.
Are there people here, any people here that know the hambo that would like to do the hambo?
Would like to do hambo. If so, we'll do it. Otherwise...
Why don't we do the...
Sweet fin?
So you want to do a sweet fin mixer?
Oh, we could do that. One more. We'll do one more and then we really have to quit. This is another very easy one called a sweet fin mixer.
A circle dance.
Come on now, this is a slow game. Man, woman, man, woman.
That is a good idea.
Pat, do you want to play then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want us to do music and you guys do it once? Okay, we'll do music and they'll demo it once. Just watch them. Is that different music?
Do you do it to walking music? Walking music? Faster?
They want it faster.
Oh, faster. Okay.
Yeah, we can do that. Why don't we walk people through it? You stand in the center and take your partner and we'll walk through it. And then it starts out, I'm going to do the yellow here. It starts out with this hole, thumb hole, and walking in this direction. Just start walking. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now take off the hands and go to the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Watch the change later.
There you go.
Kids have been great. Okay. Those are glances before there were two little kids that were such a partner.
And then watch what they do.
They
come out with the man in the center and walk
through
the hole. And watch what they do. And you're facing this way. They're facing this direction. And you promenade. You start walking. And then the woman will peel off. Let's not do that, because we'll get totally confused. The women will peel off and go the opposite direction, but the men will keep going the same direction. Once again, when the music tells you, you get a new partner. Okay? And you immediately... And then you pass out your thumb, and immediately you go into the same pattern. Let's do it one more time together.
I'm almost standing here, so I can't see my hands.
And then we'll go into the music. Yes. One, two, three, four, five, six. 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, reach across, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I go to the physical challenge, I get 14, 15, 16, and then you walk, the promenade, and the rest is all clear.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here we go, folks, get into the position to turn. Get yourself through. Maybe
Thank you.